Amen. Praise God. So our topic tonight is actually bless the Lord. And bless the Lord. Praise God. And I would say just like a sub topic to that is wake up the praises within. Praise God. Wake up the praises within. You will find me in the book of Psalm 103rd chapter, 1st through the 5th verse. And we're just going to walk through some of these verses here as the Lord leads. Amen. So it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. David is saying a lot right there. He is saying, bless the Lord, O my soul. You know, so many times we come before the Lord, and then rightfully so, but all the time, most of the time we say, God, I'm coming because I need a bless. I need you to bless me. I need you to bless me this, and I need this, and I need that. But David is saying too, and a reminder to us, bless the Lord, bless him. And then he's saying, look, with everything that's within me, he's exhorting his own soul, said, listen, bless the Lord, soul, bless the Lord, everything that I have, all my strength. And that's saying a lot to us, that if God has given you your health and your strength, even a reasonable portion of health and strength, we ought to bless the Lord. And the Bible says, actually another passage of scripture, David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. This is a personal thing. We have decided that, hey, I'm going to bless the Lord no matter what, no matter all the challenges, and God knows we go through challenges. I say amen to that. But yet, as we go through challenges, we have God with us because he never leaves us, and he never, ever forsakes us. So anyway, he's saying, bless the Lord, soul, bless the Lord. Wake up the praises within, and within me. And then it talks about blessing his holy name. So David is saying, we bless the Lord. We need to praise him. That's what it means to bless the Lord. Praise him with all that you have. Glorify him. Be thankful unto him, as the scripture says, and bless his name. Exalt the Lord. Lift him up. Worship him. That's just a few examples of saying how we bless the Lord. We bless him with the fruit of our lips. And the part of the scripture that says, let everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. Amen. So we offer the Lord our praises for the spiritual and physical blessings. Why? Because he deserves it. Wake up the praise within and bless the Lord. Let's talk about this part where he says, not only bless the Lord, everything within me, O my soul, and he's saying, and bless his holy name. Let's talk about the name of Jesus, name of God, God's name. It says his name is holy. Yes. Jesus taught the disciples, you know, one of the first things he taught them how to pray. And he said it this, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah to thy name. Praises to thy name. To glorify his name. In other words, it's a call to worship. It's a call to sanctify the name of God. Sanctify holy. Holy. Make holy the name of God. Because he is a holy God. And those that worship him, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. So that prayer is a call for us to worship. Jesus was telling us to lift up the greatness of God's name in prayer. We ought to enter in with praises. As opposed to entering, Lord, give me this, give me that. Oh, Lord, I really need this, and I need you to bless this or send this to me, and I need this, I need that. Let's praise him. Let's enter in with the worship. Let's bless the Lord. Wake up the praises from within. And it's a call to worship. Let's further talk about the name of the Lord. See, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The scripture says, the just runs to it and shall be exalted. The Lord is our strong tower. Yes, he is. Where the righteous can go And be safe. My God, that's enough to praise God right there. Telling you about the name of the Lord. It's a strong tower. And just run to it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. One part of the scripture would tell us about, you know, when I feel weak and when I'm down, when I'm overwhelmed, what do? I run to the rock that's higher than I. That rock is Jesus. And I know that the Lord is a strong tower where I can run and I can receive safety. So the name of the Lord is a place of safety and shelter during turbulent times, times where we're living in right now, times that we have to walk by faith, not by sight. In the times in which we live, when we have to trust God for His covering and His protection, as we go to the supermarket, my God, God protects us, and we're standing on His promises. Hallelujah! See, there is power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the names of God. Let me just review a few of those names. El Shaddai is God Almighty, talking about the power, the name of God's power. Elohim, it means He's the mighty creator. Oh, yes, He is. Adonai, He's Lord. Hallelujah. We honor Him, Lord. Abba is Father, Abba Father. El Elyon means God our Most High. Amen. All these names, there are a few of the names of God. There's power in the name. So David is saying, bless His holy name. Oh, yes. That's what we have to do. Glory to God. We will find ourselves lifted up in the praise as we go before God. And even when we bless the Lord, when we really bless God, there are times when we will fall on our knees and honor Him and worship Him and bow ourselves before Him. The angels are saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, 24/7 in terms of the times that a time in which we know time. Of course, they are praising God continuously, always. Praise God. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul. That's what David said. O Lord, my God, You are very great. Hallelujah. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. This is why we bless Him, because of who He is. Hallelujah. There's no one to be compared with God. He is God all by Himself. God Almighty, God Mighty Creator. He is Lord. He is Father, and He is a God Most High. I bless the Lord. In the book of Psalms, the 16th chapter says, I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. See, God never sleeps. He never slumbers. And also, God has us on His mind. Hallelujah. Say, God has me on His mind. God has me on His mind. We seek God for counsel. The Bible tells us, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is the law of the Lord, and in His law doth he meditate both day and night. So it's saying, bless the Lord, He gives me counsel, He gives me direction, He gives me guidance, He gives me wisdom. Even in the night out time hour, He instructs my heart where to go and what to do. In Psalms 103:22, it says, bless the Lord. That's what we're talking about tonight. Bless the Lord. Wake up the praises. He deserves it. Bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Yes, He's worthy to be praised. Just look around at the splendor at what God has blessed us with. Even right now, we're in the springtime season. Praise God. Even though it's been a cold spring, but yet the splendor of the Lord is still revealed. We can hear it early in the morning. Sometimes I hear about 5:30 more, I hear the birds singing and giving God the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. After a while, the sun began to break through. My God, how awesome is God. And all the things that God has spoken, he has set them in place. And all of this honors the Lord. Bless the Lord. Wake up the praise from within you. And verse 2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, all my soul again. And listen, don't you forget all his benefits. Don't dare forget what God has done for you. Yes, you might be going through a midnight experience. Yes, there may be challenges in your life, like there's challenges in my life even right now. But yet, we got to remember how good God truly is. He says, and forget not all his benefits, not just a few of them. He says all of the benefits of what God has blessed us with. Then David goes on and talks about those benefits. He says, why? Because, see, the benefits are he forgives us. He is forgiving us all our iniquities. That's what those scriptures says. Oh, yes. See, God has forgiven us, no matter what you've done or who is still accusing you. But the word of God says if we confess our sins, he is faithful, he is just to forgive us for our sins, and then he cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Say amen to that. And the scripture we know says, for he was wounded for our transgressions. Mm-hmm. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. My God, that's what David's reminding us. So don't forget all how he has forgiven us. Forgives all, not some of them, forgives all our iniquities. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. See, God is not like man. See, man will say, okay, I forgive you, but they're not going to forget it. But the scripture says, see, he doesn't remember our sins anymore. God forgives and God forgets. Amen. That is awesome. That is an awesome benefit. One of the first ones says, listen, don't forget, God has saved your soul. God has delivered you. God has set you up on a higher plane. You're on a solid foundation. We're set on a rock, and that rock is Jesus. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. That's one of the greatest benefits that's going to take us from earth to heaven, how God has forgiven us, that we can come before him justified as though we had never sinned. Only a mighty God can do that. No wonder David says, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, when I think about it, oh, my soul. And David did a lot of things. He said, you know, he's no different than us. He did a lot of things, probably some things he wasn't proud of. That's why he said, Lord, created me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within me. You already know me, God. You know my downsetting. You know my uprising. You know everything there is to know about me. But he says, oh, my soul, I can't forget that you forgive me for all of my iniquities. And then it goes on. We got more benefits. He said, who heals all our diseases. Again, concentrate on that word, all our diseases. Uh-huh. That's what the scripture says. So that's what we believe. The word says it, and we're standing on it. The scripture says, by his stripes, we were healed. By his stripes, we are healed. Healing is the children's bread. It belongs to us. Praise God. When we are thinking about Jesus on the cross, as he was dying on that cross, he shed his blood. And his body was broken. It was torn. It was ripped apart for our healing. My God, every stripe that he took on his back for our healing, for the healing of the nation, not only just spiritual healing from sin, but also healing for medical needs and things that our body needs. Don't forget the benefits of how he healed our diseases, all of them, he says. Not only that, he also redeems our life from destruction. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Wake up the praises. Wake up right now. When you think about he's redeemed your life from destruction, God redeems our life from the pit of hell and corruption. My God. He has pulled us out. He has set us apart. That's what it means to be sanctified, to be separated from the world, although we're in the world, but we're not of this world. Praise God, separated as unto the Lord. The enemy, he comes to kill, he comes to steal and to destroy. We can see that every single day. But Jesus came that we might have life, and we can have that life more abundantly. Don't forget the benefits. Don't forget how he's redeemed our life from destruction. Not only that, he crowneth us with his loving kindness and tender mercies every single day. He's crowning us. We have a crown of a covering, a crown of his loving mercies and tender mercies and his kindness. See, the scripture tells us it is of the Lord's mercies that you and I, we're not consumed. We could have been cut off a long time ago, but the mercy of God. We could have been shut down, and we deserve the things that, as a man so shall he reap. We deserve to have to go through certain things. But the Lord says that he has redeemed us, and he has crowned us from the loving kindness and his tender mercies. We are not consumed because of his grace. And the Bible says his compassions, they don't fail. They fail not. They are new for you and I every morning. Great is his faithfulness to us. Think about that. That's why David said, look, bless the Lord, oh my soul, when you think of his goodness, when you think of his mercy, when you begin to think of how far God has brought you, if you begin to think where you once were, but look at where you are now. Hallelujah. That's why David said, oh, my soul, just think about it. When you think of the goodness of the Lord and how good he's been to you and the strength and his grace toward you, that's enough to wake up all the praises within you. That is enough to exalt your soul. So wake up. Give God the praise. Not only today, but when tomorrow comes, we're going to praise him again. Hallelujah. For we never get through really praising him because he keeps on doing great things for us. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. He keeps doing great things. He keeps making a way. He keeps us protected day and night. He is that strong tower, as I just begin to tell you. He is that high tower. He is our fortress. He is our strength. He is our refuge. He is our strength and our very present help in the time of trouble. Why shouldn't we bless the Lord? Hallelujah. Praise God. And then that last part of that scripture, the fifth verse, he says, not only that, don't forget this, that he satisfies thy mouth with good things. Now, we can talk about that. We can talk about how many of us, we love good food. We love good things. Some of the stuff that we like is not necessarily really good for us, but we are enjoying it. You know, listen, my mom used to say to me, "Say, listen, it's a blessing to be able to eat because some folks can't even eat. Some folks can have a pocket full of money. They can buy the best steak there is or whatever, but they can't eat it. They can't enjoy it. So we can bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, because he enables us. He satisfies our mouth, the Bible says, with good things. And it just don't stop right there. So that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that blessed? I tell you what. I begin to think about his goodness and all that he has done for me, I have to bless the Lord. And I'm asking the Lord that he will give me the strength and help me to think on his goodness. Help me to be like David says, I will bless the Lord at all times. And then allow that praise to be in my mouth. Praise God. And when you enter in, when you come into us, when you enter into the courts, when you enter into his presence, we can't help but praise him. My God, when we enter in to the presence of God, there's nothing to be compared to it. And we can get lost in his presence. That's powerful. There is power in the presence of God. There is help in the presence of God. There's deliverance in the presence of God. My God, no matter what it is that we're going through, my God, we think on his goodness, and just to be in his presence, everything is subject to the presence of God. Hallelujah. And knowing that God is almighty, knowing that God has us and he has you on his mind. That's why we need bless the Lord, oh my soul, and everything that is within us, we need to bless and praise his holy name. Wake up the praises within. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we just bless you, Lord. Lord, I do thank you tonight. I thank you, Lord, because you're good all the time and all the time. You are good. God, I do bless your name, God, because your name is worthy to be praised. Father, even at the name of Jesus, hallelujah, every knee is going to bow, every tongue will confess that you are Lord. Father, we thank you that we can run. We can run to you, Father, and that we can find shelter. We can find covering. We can find deliverance. And we can find safety when we run to you. You said the righteous could do that. We praise you for that, Father. Father, we just thank you tonight because of your awesomeness. We thank you, Lord, that we know you in the pardon of our sins. God, we thank you, Lord, because you are a prayer-answering God. And we love you, God. God, we love you because you have first loved us. You have called us into this marvelous light. And, Father, we thank you for that. We thank you even for the people on this line. God, that we had this opportunity to share your word, a portion of your word. Hallelujah. To have an opportunity to see that you open up our spiritual eyes that we can see who it is that we serve, that we ought to bless you at all times. Your praises should continually be in our mouth, that we should bless your holy name. Father, that we know that you have saved us. We know that you have delivered us. Father, we thank you, Lord, because you said that he that the Son sets free, we are free indeed. Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. We thank you for your loving kindness and tender mercies tonight. Father, we thank you tonight for salvation. We thank you, Father, for your shed blood on Calvary. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, because there is power in the blood. We know that the blood still works. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, God, because we know that all power is given in your hands in heaven and in earth. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you right now. We thank you, Lord, for your many acts of kindness. We thank you, Lord, because you are God. We thank you, Lord. You are still in control. We praise you, Father. Father, for healing tonight. We already blessed you tonight. We bless you, Lord, for the healing, Lord, for the healing even of our nation, God. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. Because your word is quick. Your word is powerful. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword, Father. We look to you, God. We look into the hills for which cometh our help, Lord. All of our help comes from you, Father. We thank you for that, Lord. Lord, we love you tonight, for you are Alpha. You are Omega. You are the beginning and you're the end. You're the first and you're the last. We thank you, Lord, because you have already started a good work in each and every one of us, all those on this line. Father, we thank you, Lord, even for their homes, even for their family, their friends, God, their acquaintances, God. We thank you, Lord, that you will send your word, God, and set people free. Send your word, God. Father, Lord, that your word will not go out and return to you void. We're just praising you for it, God. We praise you for healing. We praise you for deliverance. We praise you, God, that we have more than enough tonight. We thank you, God, because your word already told us that our God, my God, shall supply all of our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for being our shepherd tonight. We thank you, Lord, because we don't have to suffer lack. You know how to give us rest when we need rest. You know how, Lord, to send, God, help when we need help. We're thanking you already, God. We praise you, Lord, because it's already done. We thank you, Lord, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace. We already have it, God, because we are the King's kids. We are, God, your called out generation, Lord. We are that peculiar people. We are that royal priesthood, Lord God. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us and gave himself for us. We're standing on your promises. We're standing tonight, God, in spite of what we hear on the news, in spite of what we read in the newspaper, in spite of all the sad news. But God, you told us we can cast our cares upon you because you cares for us, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. Glorify your name. You are so worthy. Oh, yeah, you deserve the praise. We exalt you tonight. We glorify your name. We worship you, Lord. We worship before you tonight. We thank you even for this Dream Team prayer line. We thank you for every person that had a mind to dial into the prayer line tonight. We thank you, Lord, for your word is quick. It's powerful, Lord. This word that you minister to us tonight. Oh my God, it will make a difference in the lives. It will make a difference in those that hear. You said that those that have an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Your Spirit is saying that we ought to bless you, and we will bless you. We will wake up the praise from within. We will glorify your name because you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We thank you for all the blessings. We thank you for the healings, God. We thank you for the deliverance, Lord. We thank you for the way is already made. It's already done. We accept your word. We stand on your promises. God, you told us after we've done all to stand, we'll continue to stand. We thank you, God, that we can fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for those that are looking for a promotion. God, we know that promotion, it doesn't come from the east or the west, but God, promotion comes straight from you, Father. Promotion comes from the Lord. We thank you for elevation tonight. We thank you, Lord, in the spirit that you are elevating us, Lord. Hallelujah, to higher heights and deeper depths in you, God. We thank you, Lord, that we are not in the same place. today like we were yesterday, that we were growing closer to you. Draw us even closer, Lord, closer to thy bleeding side, God, closer, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you give us a glimpse, Lord, of how holy you are, a glimpse of your holiness, God, through your word, God. We thank you, Lord, you are mighty, mighty God, and for that we give your name praise. Glorify you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for we know in whom we believe. We praise you and we magnify your name. And God, all these blessings and praises and worship that we are looking to you. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. You are a God who's more than enough. You are the Lord thy God who provides for us. You are Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. Our provider. Yes, 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 you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. You are our healer. You are our peace tonight. Thank you, God, for your peace that surpasses all understanding, that keeps our hearts in mind through Christ Jesus. And we praise you and we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Glorify God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yes, go ahead and give him praise. He's worth it. Oh, yeah. We bless you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We, yes, yes to your will. We say yes. Everybody on this line, if you can say yes to the Lord, give him a yes. Give him an eternal yes, yes, God. Yes to your will. Yes, Lord. God, yes. Hallelujah. When you tell him yes, hallelujah, you open up your heart. Hallelujah. Yes to your will, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Yes to your word tonight. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. We will bless you at all times. And we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. You're worthy, 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 worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. Yeah, God, we bless you. Oh, yeah, we bless you tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We don't take your blessings for granted. We thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. I praise God. Thank you again for everyone on the line tonight. I praise God for you. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you, if you've been blessed week after week, you come on this prayer line, I'd love to hear from you. Why don't you send me a text or something and say to me, and some of you do, some of you do, some of you will almost pretty much blow up the phone before I even hardly get off, but let me tell you what, that's appreciative, and it means so, so much. And I just thank you. Because if you weren't on this line, I wouldn't have anybody to talk to. But I thank God. I can feel the love of God. I feel the love for every one of you. And I praise God for you. And may you continue to be blessed. Bless somebody else. Don't forget to bless somebody else. Amen. When you've done it to the least of mine, Jesus said, then you've done it as unto me. So as I say every week, we love you. God loves you. And Pastor Bolden loves you. And I thank God for you. Continue to be blessed. Continue to look up. Look up. Look to the hills that come at our help. Every bit of our help, it comes from the Lord. And until next week, keep us in your prayers. We love you and be blessed. Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Okay. These fingers down here. Get up. Ooh, you're my bonfire.